Use to extract information so that you can apply them just as effectively to everyday personal and professional situations. These advanced interpersonal communication skills will give you an unprecedented psychological edge. Have you ever been in a situation where you just know someone isn't giving you all the information? It may be a child, a client, a partner, a business colleague, or a competitor. This book will provide you with the knowledge and the practical skills required to have people willingly share that hidden secret information with you. You may have been attracted to this book because a person has kept information hidden from you in the past, which ultimately hurt, disappointed, or disadvantaged you, or someone close to you. Perhaps you need to learn hidden information to improve the way you manage children or students, prospective clients, patients or partners, business competitors. You can also use hidden information to create new contacts, improve networking, meet that special someone. Yes, these skills can help with dating and even enrich existing relationships. Engage and influence people to improve your personal and business relationships. Accessing secrets is the key to achieving all these. But secrets are just that. Secret. Secrets are a fascinating subject, and we usually feel privileged when someone shares their most secret of secrets with us. Sometimes, though, people hide information from us that we could use to better protect ourselves and our relationships. Support the secret keeper, in the case of a child, client, or patient issue, and use to our business advantage. In part one, I tell you all about secrets. Why people keep secrets, and the effects of keeping and revealing secrets. Its aim is not to give you the skills to harm or embarrass people by getting them to reveal their secrets, but to benefit and protect them and you. Uncovering hidden information can liberate a person, assist with welfare management, and provide much-needed information to medical professionals, lawyers, teachers, and parents. It can also strengthen a negotiating position, provide a market advantage, increase sales, and provide a psychological edge in the workplace. Out with the old and in with the new. In the early 1980s, body language was the new frontier of interpersonal communications, and there was an explosion of information about it. Books on the subject charted new ground and greatly enhanced people's understanding of interpersonal communication. Knowing about body language provided a fantastic advantage and insight to possessors of this new knowledge. Now, however, there are literally hundreds of books on this subject and how it may be applied to our everyday lives. Some people seek to replicate or fake body language signals to gain an advantage or give a false impression. There are even training courses on how to do exactly that. The new frontier for motivated people with a thirst for knowledge and who want to improve their interpersonal communication is found in the understanding, development, and application of advanced psychological skills. These skills don't negate the need to understand body language, but with so many people knowledgeable in that area, we need to look elsewhere for that interpersonal communication edge. We're well into the 21st century, and it's about time that our interpersonal mind techniques caught up with our interpersonal body techniques. The new frontier is no longer the physical as body language was. It's now the psychological. Getting them to talk. Elicitation. In part two, I tell you about elicitation. The term elicitation is used extensively by government intelligence agencies, covert operatives, and undercover agents to describe the subtle verbal extraction of information from persons of interest. In other words, elicitation unlocks hidden information. The tactic of elicitation has been used for many years and continues today to be the main staple for gaining information by spy agencies, defensive and offensive intelligence programs. For example, in 2001, I was working in the jungle border region that separates East Timor and Indonesia. At that time, there were active militia groups on the Indonesian side of the border who were conducting violent cross-border raids into East Timor, with devastating consequences.